It was a poor show. Yeah, we shot ourselves in the foot first half, 19-3 down. You know, you won't get a better chance to beat Gloucester at King's Home with the team they had there. You know, they'd unavailabilities and injuries with a Simpson Daniel late pull out, Alex Brown injured. That was a great time to come to King's Home and take their record. And in the first half, we proceeded to shoot ourselves in the foot with eight penalties, a lot of unforced errors, and an interception try. And I think if you looked actually at the play, on the balance of play, we probably had more possession, but made too many errors, and as a result, 19-3 down.
Gave away 18 penalties. You can't be happy with that.
No, a lot of penalties in the forwards, silly penalties. You know, our defence is good. We've got to trust our defence, so I cannot understand why we want to concede penalties when we don't need to do that.
You made changes. You brought in Joe Carlisle at 10. That didn't really work for you.
He's better than that, Joe. You know, he didn't have a great game today. It was a lot of pressure at King's Home, obviously, and it is a difficult place for 10. He gets no mercy to do it at King's Home, but he's better than that. Yeah, that's to be fair. He didn't have his best game today.
You would have expected to dominate in the line-out and the scrum today, but Gloucester forced you back several times.
Initially we had a few positive exchanges with them. They got penalised a couple of times, but no, we didn't dominate as we should have done. You know, we'd expect to be better at the line-out drive and better at the scrum. No, it was not a good. We lacked a bit of intensity. So apart from making the errors, I would say we also really lacked that yard of pace and intensity in the first half. And Gloucester were just a lot sharper than we were.
It's a hackneyed phrase. Is it a bit of a reality check after last week?
Oh, I suppose it is. Yeah. It's fast and furious, and you've got to be really sharp when you come, particularly away from home. And we have had a lesson today. You know, we're all frustrated and disappointed because we really felt we had a chance of winning this one today, but we've not performed at our best by any means.
You said the difference between the Championship and the Premiership was you get punished for your mistakes, and that would be true today.
Yeah, you've got to take your opportunities, and we've had several chances near their line and didn't score. And there was some terrific defence by Gloucester, but we didn't take our chances, missed a couple of goal kicks, which you've got to take. And as you say, as soon as they got a chance to get near us, then they were pretty clinical. But the frustrating thing is, I think, I'm being honest about it, I don't think there's a massive difference between the two teams, apart from the fact that they were a bit more clinical than we were.
You go to Saracens next week.
Yeah, well, there's no point trying to dissect it too much as a players group. We're all frustrated and annoyed. It's the first taste of defeat in the Premiership again. But you just got to keep a calm head and go through it and work out why you've lost. There's quite a bit there to work on. But as I think just with the intensity, we've got to be better at the breakdown because Saracens are very, very good at the breakdown. And today we got out-muscled in virtually every breakdown by Gloucester. They were just much more physical there. So Saracens are probably the best team in the league at the breakdown. So if we don't get that right next week, we're going to be struggling to make use of any possession we get anyway.